In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. On this past Saturday, I conducted a funeral in my parish. Of all the services of the church, the funeral seems to be the most meaningful, the most helpful to people. Why? Because the people you are speaking to are very much like the people that we heard the prophet Ezekiel speaking to in the reading for today. They are devastated. Sin has dealt them the final blow, a death blow. They feel like their bones are dried up and that they are cut off from their loved one. They have no place to turn except to listen to you speak the word of God to them. The people Ezekiel was speaking to are very much like that. They are cut off from their homeland. Their lives and their dreams have been shattered. They have just heard that their beloved Jerusalem and the temple have been destroyed. They are devastated. They feel as if there is no hope. They say, our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. Their feeling of hopelessness, it comes from their sin. And more importantly, in this case, from their unbelief. The same unbelief that brought God's judgment on them in the first place. It is to this unbelief that the prophet must speak. He must speak the word that God has given him to convince his hearers that all is not lost. The hand of the Lord is upon him to give God's people a vision of hope. Yes, God has brought this calamity on them. But this is the God who first formed man out of the lifeless dust of the earth and breathed the spirit of life into him. This is the God who brought the Israelites out of their bondage and death in Egypt to new life as his chosen and special people. This is the God who will give them life, as hopeless and impossible as it seems to them in their dead and dry bone existence. But the word of the Lord which Ezekiel speaks is not just for those captive Israelites in Babylon. Yes, the Lord gives them new life and a new hope for the future. He restores them and brings them back to the land that he promised to Abraham and his descendants forever. But their hope and the promise to Abraham is that those descendants are to be a blessing to all the families of the earth. Abraham's descendants, and that includes those captive Israelites in Babylon, were chosen and special to bring life to a dying world. And so, in the course of time, a restored and a revivified Israel went on to fulfill the Lord's plan and purpose. Out of a humanity dying in sin, he brings forth the Prince of Life. Out of an Israel who was faithless and failed time and time again, even after their restoration from Babylon, the Lord brings forth the faithful and just one who will not fail. Out of a people whose bones deserve to remain dry and lying in the dust, God brings the one who is their resurrection and their life, our Lord Jesus Christ. As we approach Holy Week, we are reminded once again, by God's grace, of the great cost that God paid to breathe life into his people. God sent his Son into the midst of our valley of dry bones, into the midst of our sin and death-filled world, to bring us life and restoration. God sent Christ our Lord to go into that valley and sin and death for us and to be cut off in our place. God sent him to give his life into death for our sin, that from his death we might receive the forgiveness of sins. As some of Jesus' followers watched the Lord of life sink into death, as they took him from the cross and laid his bones into the tomb of death, as they secluded themselves behind locked doors, they must have felt very much like those who listen to Ezekiel. Our hope is lost, and we are ourselves are cut off. But the one who was cut off for our sin did not remain in the grasp of death. The Prince of Life did not remain in the grave, but rose to life and stood on his feet as the victor over death and the grave. As hopeless and as impossible as it may have seemed to the disciples, there before them was the word of the prophet fulfilled, their restoration from death, the breath of life, the resurrection and the life in the flesh. And that same evening, Jesus came and stood in the midst of his disciples. He said, "Peace to you." And the breath of life was about to blow again. And he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." We were cut off from God and dying. But through the forgiveness of sins, us who were dead in trespasses and sins, he made alive. Though our bones were dry and dying, through the water of renewal and regeneration of God's Spirit in baptism, they are refreshed and brought to life. By his word and spirit, in his church and through his servants, our dear Lord has breathed into you his life. He has taken your death away and given you his life in its place. And his promise that one day he will take your bones from the grave and cover them with flesh, incorruptible and imperishable. We adore you, O Christ, our God, and we bless you. By your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. Amen.